is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks between the U.S. and Iran set to take place in the coming days. President Trump at the White House acknowledged Israel could take military action against Iranian targets, but did not say it was imminent. The president calling for U.S. personnel to leave the region. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump said the decision was made to move out American personnel from parts of the Middle East amid escalating tensions with Israel and Iran.
There's a chance of massive conflict. We have a lot of American people in this area, and I said, we got to tell them to get out because something could happen soon.
Non-essential staff have been ordered to leave the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, and the Pentagon has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations across the Middle East.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending the president's decision to send the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles after a week of protests over immigration raids. Noem says many officers have been assaulted in the final days of those protests. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tonight's Common Council meeting will feature a number of important decisions. Among them is approving the Haven on Main development project, measures to allow the School District of La Crosse to begin work on a pair of elementary schools, and a resolution to increase the stormwater utility rate to fund capital projects and keep up with inflation through 2029. Meanwhile, next week's La Crosse County Board of Supervisors meeting is canceled. The June meeting isn't happening due to a lack of agenda items. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy emerging as a hot bed for large-scale renewable projects providing economic benefits. Judith Ruiz Branch reports for Public News Service.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The renewable energy push has faced some resistance, with critics saying the projects replace some of the state's valuable farmland. Wet weather is on tap to close out the week. Overnight into Friday, scattered rain showers and thunderstorms are possible, lasting into Saturday. Highs through Sunday will be in the mid to upper 70s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball, the Brewers host the Cardinals tonight. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski making his major league debut. Reports are Aaron Savalier has requested a trade after being reassigned to the bullpen. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Those continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine, and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Civic Media Radio Network and streaming live on the Civic Media. Good afternoon, everybody, live from somewhere in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm Todd Hallball, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Somers, on the board back at World Headquarters in downtown Madison. It is Thursday, the 12th of May, June of 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We're only a day off, Somers. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, but our book has started fully 34 hours. How are you, early?
Doing well. Todd, you are cutting out a bit right now, so I think...
Am I really? Well, that's only appropriate for today's show, and yeah. We're trying to cobble this together. We appreciate everybody.
Yes, the whole internet right now runs on Google servers, and Google servers are taking the day off, it seems, as of about half an hour ago.
Todd, you didn't have to break the internet just to join me on the have me join you on the radio, my friend.
Well, you know, I'm just thankful that you're there to help out today, as Auburn's and everybody else is trying to get us on the air. But so it goes. We were planning to do the show from beautiful Toronto, but lots of internet connectivity problems around the world, as it seems. So we're trying to make do. I'm maybe a couple of miles away from our beautiful WGBW headquarters in downtown Green Bay. I'm hanging on there every morning, as well as Pete Schwappa's Nightlight. And I understand now that Pete is already setting up emergency provisions in the WGBW studio because it's one of the studios, in addition to Hayward, which actually has its own shower. So in times of national distress, there are crackers, water, and a shower at WGBW. And I'm very excited about that.
Fantastic, Todd. Well, we will have you join us again as you arrive into those studios. But folks, my name is Luke Mathers, sitting here, as Todd noted, with Mr. Aaron Somers, our engineer and producer on the board at the Civic Media headquarters in Madison. We are going to be working with this as Todd arrives in Green Bay. We'll be thrilled to have him rejoin. If you'd like to join us throughout the show, if your phone lines are working, because ours are, as you heard Todd there, you can join us 855-75 524842. As Todd said, the luck is definitely an interesting foreboding ahead of Friday the 13th coming up tomorrow. But we've got an interesting show put together for you. Todd's looking forward to hoping to speak with a couple of members from the Shawano Democratic Party following the story that came out earlier this month with Shawano County being listed by the Trump administration as a sanctuary city, but not the reason I think the administration thought it was a sanctuary city. So Todd going to be joined by a couple of members from the Shawano Democratic Party talking about that coming up later in the show. We will also be joined by photographer and author of a new book. We hope to have David Zurich joining us with The Third Coast, his new book coming out this summer, featuring and highlighting coastline photographs of Wisconsin's excellent shorelines, but Great Lake shorelines across the region. So really looking forward to that conversation between Todd and David Zurich coming up as well. We also have edition of What's Worse for You on Deck coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and it's going to be a cleaning edition one. So you're going to want to get your takes ready, get the phone lines set for chiming in. What's Worse, and Todd sharing his cleaning edition of the What's Worse today on a Thursday afternoon. But leading up to that, it is the 2 o'clock hour. We are in our second to last day for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We are here in the 2 o'clock hour. We are going to give you one of your last chances. There's only today in the 2 o'clock hour, tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, and the four contest hours tomorrow, Friday, June 13th. That means only six opportunities left, including this hour, for you to text in the keywords given to you across the Civic Media Radio Network to be able to enter into one of the two hourly prizes, those contest hours, and enter in to be a grand prize finalist in the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Mr. Zommers, can we fire off that? I think it's about that time. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. That is excellent. Todd's got some good taste when it comes to selecting out those songs to indicate our statewide. He has a hard time remembering that part, Aaron, but
I always remember. We're good.
I was just saying, tag team group for effort for that one. But to this hour, today's 2 o'clock contest hour word for your chance to enter in for a $100 cash prize. The contest word is woods. W-O-O-D-S. It is plural. You want to make sure that you are entering it correctly. Download, if you haven't already, the Civic Media app. Text in woods, W-O-O-D-S. Between now and 2:59 p.m., you have your chance to enter in to win $100 cash and qualify for one of the two grand prize winners. Thank you, Mr. Zommers. And to the beautiful, lovely areas of Door County and Baraboo in the Wisconsin Dells, Driftless region. So you want to enter out to find out all of the details for those grand prizes. You can also head over to the Civic Media website and check out all of the excellent details for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Again, the 2 o'clock hour's word between now and the end of this hour, woods, W-O-O-D-S.
Over the river and through the woods.
There you go, Mr. Zommers. That is an excellent one. Not to grandma's house, not to a Brewers game, not anything like that, but to $100 cash.
Or to a couple of vacations, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are one of the two grand prize winners, that is an excellent case right there. We probably have several different winners that would have to drive through the woods, depending on where they are in Wisconsin, to be able to get to Door County or Baraboo. I think you'd have a hard time not driving through the woods. So that is the contest hours word for the Scani Summer statewide text win contest. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. You have until the end of the hour. And not the prize this hour, but we do have some Brewers news as well. We've got some excellent reporting from Civic Media's Mike Clemens following this story. And the Brewers hosting the Cardinals this evening, one of the longest homestands of the season, underway right now. Unfortunately, fell to the Braves yesterday afternoon, 6-2, kicking off that series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, hosting the Cardinals, and you can listen to that fine game across several Civic Media radio stations throughout the network. That is over the terrestrial signals for the stations in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, Hayward, and Park Falls. You can learn more about the Brewers coverage at civicmedia.us as well. But we've got some Brewers news. We've got a couple of other headlines that we're going to be getting to. There's some news being made within this last hour of a sitting U.S. senator being arrested, or at least handcuffed. And we're going to be talking with Todd about that coming up as well. So much going on this Thursday afternoon. You are listening to the Todd Alba Show. I am not Todd Alba. I am Luke Mathers, sitting in for Todd as he is traversing State Highway 29. We're going to get to our WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so that he can join us. Again, we're experiencing outages across the country. So if you are experiencing issues as well, we're glad that you're tuning into the radio, because good old-fashioned radio signals, those are working right now. And I can see those texts coming in. We got Brian and Madison, Mark and Jefferson. You got now until the end of this hour. The keyword is Woods, W-O-O-D-S, for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. And again, the hourly prize right now, $100 cash, and it enters you into our grand prize drawing for two trips, one to the Wisconsin Dells area and one to lovely, lovely Door County. If you want to join the show, join me, join Todd. Todd's going to be here with us shortly. 855-752-4842. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac joining us on the phone lines. Mark, what's going on this Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, with Trump's upcoming victory parade, and let's face it, Donald Trump is doing it for his own honor rather than honoring the troops. He wanted to honor the troops. He'd actually be providing for them the medical care that they need, when they are injured and while they're in the service. But when a Roman general was getting a triumph, you know, we've all seen in the popular media, it was, you know, remember thou art mortal. And I guess exactly what they said was memento mori, which is literally translated, remember you must die. And I'm not saying that as a threat to Donald Trump, but perhaps since he once sees himself as a imperial president and having his triumph, that maybe that little tradition should be recognized as well, because the man is nothing but he's going to revel in this, and his syncopants will be surrounding him and telling him how wonderful he is. And in light of, you know, what we've been hearing from Los Angeles, apparently the people they're detaining in Los Angeles are being shuffled down to basements and not given adequate food or probably sanitary facilities, food, water, or sanitary facilities or places to actually sleep. And it is just it's horrific hearing that. But, you know, Donald Trump is our little you know, Roman general and imperator, and perhaps that little reminder should be given to the man.
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. You can be like Mark. 855-752-4842. You can also join the show via the Civic Media app. You can call or text. You have the rest of this hour to text in the keyword for the statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. And Mark, it's going to be an interesting weekend as well. Whereas, as Todd jokes, Friday the 13th coming up right around the corner, we're seeing these outages I don't know. We had a plane fall out of the sky earlier today in India. There's a lot of different things going on. We are going to keep an eye on it. We're really, really appreciative of you joining us here on the Civic Media airwaves. Again, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, who will be joining us momentarily from our WGBW studios. But there is a lot going on. If you are interested in learning about some of the protests that are occurring either in your community, around the state of Wisconsin, around the nation, you can head over to nokings.org. That's nokings.org. There's going to be not only the great parade that Todd had a chance to speak with the folks from downtown Baraboo for the Big Top Parade, but there's going to be a parade as well this weekend in Washington, D.C. There's going to be protests. It's going to be something that we will be keeping an eye on. Appreciate your phone call, Mark. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to chime in, join the Todd Alba Show on this Thursday afternoon. Again, my name's Luke Mathers. You've got just about 40 minutes left. When we return, we're going to dive into a couple more of the headlines, see where we're at with Todd, and be excited to be joining you all on the airwaves this Thursday afternoon. Stay with us. You're listening to The Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, who will be joining us shortly from our WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you'd like to join the show, you can call or text 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you have until the end of this hour to enter in for your chance to win $100 cash in Civic Media's statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The word for this 2 o'clock hour on this Thursday, June 12th afternoon is Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Again, I'm Luke Mathers filling in for Todd, having some issues with the entire internet around the country having some problems. So if you're experiencing those issues, you're with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Some folks, they get to pack up the laptop. If all of a sudden, you know, Google goes down, Microsoft Office goes down. Todd had to traverse Highway 29, and he's going to be joining us shortly. And we're looking forward to having Todd be able to retake the helm, wrangle in the tangents that I provide here on the airwaves, and he'll be with us shortly. We've got some breaking news this Thursday afternoon. A statement has now been issued from California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla on the forcible removal from a DHS press conference in Los Angeles this afternoon, taking place earlier today. This is the statement from the senator from the state of California's office. Today, The office of U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, Democrat from California, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Immigration Subcommittee, released the following statement after Padilla was forcibly removed from Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's press conference while performing congressional oversight in Los Angeles. Senator Padilla is currently in Los Angeles exercising his duty to perform congressional oversight of the federal government's operation in Los Angeles and across California. He was in the federal building to receive a briefing with General Giet and was listening to Secretary Noem's press conference. He tried to ask the secretary a question and was forcibly removed by federal agents, forced to the ground, and handcuffed. He is not currently detained, and we are working to get additional information. That is what we know officially right now from the office of California's U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, who was handcuffed, the video circulating on the internet, if you are able to access the internet. Several social media platforms still up, saw a number of them down. It is an interesting Thursday, to say the least, here across the state of Wisconsin and the nation. But this is a developing story that a U.S. senator was removed out in the video. You can see it for yourself. Was removed from the press conference and taken to the ground by federal agents. And this is an unfortunately seemingly escalation, a continued escalation of the events going on in Los Angeles. It is something that we will keep an eye on here. It is breaking news. You're going to want to stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network throughout the afternoon. We will keep you posted with updates as we have them. And folks, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon as he prepares to join us via the Green Bay studios. If you want to join us via the phone lines, call or text 855-752-4842. We've got Greg in Waukesha joining us on the phones. Greg, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Hey, Luke. I actually am one of the privileged ones, I guess, who has the internet today. So I'm able to hear you quite clearly. So that's awesome. And love you on air, man. But first of all, I just wanted to say I heard some Mike Clemens say that Aaron Civale wants to be traded. What a crybaby. We don't need him. Go away, Aaron. You know.
Come on. He's been beneficial to the team, though, Greg. Like, he had a productive – we traded for him last year, just less than a season ago.
He's still a crybaby. He's always been a crybaby.
I would say you are stepping a little bit, though, on the news as well, coming out of the Brewers, that the hot hand coming out of AAA baseball is going to be joining the show – not this show, but the show, as they like to refer to the MLB. Alex, I don't want to butcher his last name, but I believe it's Mizorowski.
Mizorowski. Yep.
He's joining the Brewers and making room for that change is why Savale has to go to the bullpen for and out of the starting rotation.
But anyway, I just wanted to say about Trump too. I actually wanted to ask a question. So Trump's been criticizing Gavin Newsom. First of all, what a coward, you know. I know I'm making a lot of like bold claims here, but Trump, our President Trump, has been criticizing Gavin Newsom. Does Trump have any recourse to remove someone like that? How far does the system of checks and balances go, I guess, is my question. Like, if there's someone, California is its own state government, but what can happen to Gavin Newsom if Trump so feels led on a bad hair day, so to speak, to just, you know, just totally obliterate him? Like, can anything happen to him on a federal level censure or anything else? I just think this whole thing that Trump's doing is ridiculous. But anyway, that's all I had to say, Luke.
Appreciate the phone call, Greg, and appreciate the question. I honestly, I don't have an answer for that question because, and I think it goes as far as to say this, the state of our politics right now is that now we have to ask those questions because it's never, it's not since the Civil War had we had issues of federal officials versus state officials, states choosing to whether or not to leave the union, and I don't know the recourse, and I don't know what's going to happen, Greg, but we're going to definitely keep an eye on it. We're going to be paying attention. Appreciate your phone call. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon. When we return, hopefully, Todd Alba from the WGBW studios here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's all over the news. The protests in California against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Is it making waves in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Make no doubt about it. Wisconsin agriculture relies on immigrant labor to get a lot of work done, taking care of animals, keeping the food processing chain moving forward. Are they worried or making changes to their day-to-day lives because of all the protests in California? Hernando Duarte is the bilingual farm labor outreach specialist with UW-Madison's Division of Extension. He says, from what he's hearing with the clients he deals with, the answer is no.
So I think, fortunately, what I have seen here in Wisconsin, you know, nothing has happened to any dairy producer. You know, like, everybody is still working there. And of course, in my previous meeting, say, well, we need just to be aware about what is that about. But I think, like, the dairy farms actually is a safe place to be in right now. So I have seen anything happening there. And also when the owner was asked by the employees, okay, what should we should do, they always give those like a peace of mind. You say, don't worry about it. We are behind you. We're going to support you. And you are safe here.
Hernando Duarte, he is the bilingual farm labor outreach specialist for UW-Madison's Division of Extension. He said those conversations between immigrant workers and the owners and operators of farms and agribusinesses in Wisconsin is critical to making sure that labor force stays in place and remains feeling safe.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And congratulations to Ashton Brustveen from Randolph Cambria Friesland, Hannah Olson from Adams Friendship, Jordan Berg from the Granton FFA, and McKinley Krieger from Campbellsport FFA, named Wisconsin's FFA Stars during last evening's convention. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with highs making it to the mid-70s and a chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Those continue through this evening, overnight, and even lingering through tomorrow, too. Now, there could be spots of sunshine, and temperatures still stay comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life, a lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-To for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And here it's led us to downtown Green Bay. That's where it's led us. Welcome back, everyone. 33 minutes, back at 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, the 12th of June, 2025. The word of the hour, Woods. Great Sondheim musical, Into the Woods, which is where I'd like to be right now. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Woods is the key word of the hour. Text it right now. Up for grabs, $100. And that will get me started after this show at the nearest pub in beautiful downtown Green Bay. Welcome back, everyone. Zomer is on the board back down in Madison. Luke Mathers, Lukester, is helping out as well. We appreciate that. And the star of the hour, the Superman of the show, Todd Michaels, who flew in from Oshkosh, the general manager here at WGBW in Oshkosh, to get me on the air, because otherwise I could not have done it myself. I think, guys, this finally proves my old adage, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world.
That was proven long ago.
Yeah, I think today confirms it, though, Todd. You're sounding great. You sound fantastic.
Well, because Todd Michaels set it up.
It's, yeah.
You know, he's a magician. He gets it done up here. So we appreciate everybody helping us get on the air. And, again, apologies to everybody. It's just one of those days. A lot of things beyond our control in terms of Google stuff going down. And
hey,
there
is something. You thought I unplugged something on you. You thought it was just me playing a cruel, cruel prank on you.
No, I did not. I did not.
I could hear in your voice when you first asked. I could hear it.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Lukester. I appreciate it, Zomers. Everybody else behind the scenes that's getting us on the air, and in particular, as we said, Todd Michaels. We will carry on here live from our beautiful studios at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you're looking for us on the StreamYard on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the like, we are not there right now because of the technical difficulties across the country right now. But as Luke said earlier, thank goodness for good old terrestrial radio. I think is the app down too, guys? Because I was trying to get it on the app earlier and I couldn't get it coming in.
It might be for some folks. But we're getting a lot of different texts coming in for listeners across the state of Wisconsin. Joel, and listening on WXCO, just texted through the app the keyword Woods for the hour.
All right.
Side, I believe. Yeah, we got listeners around the state texting in off the app.
All right, some people including the app. That's
Tony Zimmerman, who texts in, "This is ridiculous. If I can't see the show, how do I know this isn't AI, Todd?"
Believe me, you'll know. All right, guys, thank you very, very much. Let's kind of carry on with what we had planned here, and we thank our next guest for being so kind and flexible in this kind of crazy day here. Shirley Hines joins us from where I was just at 45 minutes ago, the beautiful city of Shawnee, Wisconsin. If you're not familiar, Shawnee is about a half an hour, if you drive quick, to the west of Green Bay here, northwest. Shirley is the chairperson, or pardon me, the treasurer of the Shawnee County Democratic Party and a former candidate for state assembly on the Democratic ticket. Joining us via phone now, Shirley, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I have a correction already. I'm secretary of the Shawnee-Menominee County Democratic Party here. Yeah.
Shawnee-Menominee County.
I'll take the glory.
Secretary, all right. It's been one of those days, Shirley. I deeply apologize, but thank you for the correction. I appreciate you coming on because we're going to get into this in a minute, what it's like being a Democrat living in a predominantly or at least a well-known red county in Wisconsin. But before we do that, Shirley, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you came to be involved in the Democratic Party.
Okay, I was born and raised in Wausau, Wisconsin. Lived in Rapids. Dad climbed the career ladder, wound up in Milwaukee. Then, of course, like most people, you get married, have children, lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My adult children, boys, are still there. Husband passed away. I moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands. I had been down there for a number of years, came back to the state of Wisconsin and wondered what happened to the United States.
Yeah, I've heard that story before. People that went away for a while and came back and said, wow, what's going on? So what was your first role in Democratic politics?
Well, my dad had been a Democrat. And believe it or not, my great-grandfather also was in the state assembly back in the early 1900s. But when I came back from the VI to take care of my dad who had dementia, I did not grow up in Shawnee. My grandparents were here, my folks, my mother, mother's family, grandma, grandpa, whatever. So, anyway, I befriended some people here. And, like I said, too, I was very, mom was a staunch Republican and dad the Democrat. So, you know what I grew up with. But anyway, I had noticed such a shift in the demeanor of people here in our state of Wisconsin and in this community. I just gravitated towards, the Democratic Party here and stayed with it and grateful for it ever since. So, and then as time went on, they were looking for candidates for office and I was approached and I said, okay, let's go for it. And so I did. I ran for the assembly. I did not win, of course. Living in a totally red community like what Shawnee is, I can tell you what the Republican Party is here today is not what I would say I grew up with in the past.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I was a longtime Republican in Southwest Wisconsin. I left the party in 2011 after running twice, Shirley. I was crazy enough to run for assembly twice, did not make it out of the primary either time because, they thought I was too moderate. And so I left the party in 2011. So I know what it's like to go through that. But I totally agree with you as a former Republican that, today's, this isn't going to mean a lot to people outside of Shawnee County, but there was a guy, Randy Wright, who's next neighbors next door to my parents, who ran for sheriff. I helped run his race. Very different kind of Republican, 15 years ago than the MAGA folks today.
I know Randy. He lives out there where my mother used to live, too, at one time. Yeah. You're right. And even, I don't know how this shift had happened. I had asked people, was life here in the upper 48 so bad? I living down in the Virgin Islands, I could not vote in a presidential election. You're a U.S. territory, non-based, what have you. But coming back here to see all of this kind of anger or this victimhood or what have you going on, where people have been turned around to believe that somehow or another they've all been so shortchanged. Let's fast forward. I've been here 14 years, and if anybody's being shortchanged today, it's Republicans being shortchanged by Republicans in this district.
I should mention Randy Wright, former longtime Republican sheriff of Shawnee County, who was actually primaried himself. That's how he kind of got taken out by someone who is much more extreme and to the right of him. But let's talk a little bit about what's it like as a Democrat who is living in Shawnee, Wisconsin. And again, I don't want to, paint an inaccurate picture. There's a lot of Democrats, particularly in the city of Shawnee, but Shawnee's a fairly large county, lots of rural areas, and those places tend to be very, very red in terms of their voting.
I think, okay, I have never, when I ran for my seat, I had gone to all of the outlying communities, like their town hall, their township meetings and things, to get to meet leadership, you know, see what was going on in their communities, where their needs were, because I felt as a, you know, should I have been elected official, my idea was to be the voice of the people, the community, to take that to Madison. So I never encountered any real negative feedback, you know, name calling or what have you, from any Republicans. But of course, you know, I would say that because of a lack of being so rural, like you just brought up, being so rural, the lack of internet and other resources for people to use other than local TV. And I'm going to be specific, like with Fox News, you know, folks have been listening to so much of that, that, you know, without having the opportunity to compare it to something else. And let's face it, generationally, you know, this county has always been more of a Republican stronghold. You know, you're trying to convince people, you know, of an alternative way of doing things when they're so, their feet are so firmly planted because of only one resource for information. So, you know, yes, it's a hill to climb. I don't believe that it can't be overcome. You know, we have to start working, you know, more together. And to be honest with you, I feel that in some cases there's a lot of regrets happening here.
Let's pick up on that for a second. We're talking with Shirley Hines. She is the secretary of the Shawnee-Menominee County Democratic Party here, just west of the Green Bay area. Glad to have her along visiting via the telephone right now. And Shirley, let's talk a minute about that here for a couple of minutes in terms of progress being made. Do you think that the new maps that were put in place this last time around due to the new Supreme Court rulings, has that had an effect? Do you see progress being made there? Of course, Dr. Kristen Lierley was the Democratic candidate for Congress this last time around. I know she made a lot of inroads. She came up a little short, but I think she did better than some previous Democratic candidates recently.
Well, you know, I guess I could say a couple little different things here because, you know, we don't, to be frank with you, you know, yes, I know Dr. Lierley very well. And as I want to remind everybody that no seats were left unchallenged during the last election and up here in northern Wisconsin, it was all women running with the exception of Bill Swatella. And yes, you know, the maps had changed. Bill would have been the representative in the past in this district. He had run before too. So of course it has making a change. It has made a change. However, being rural again, we have to look at, you know, reaching out more to the rural population instead of just focusing a lot of funds and attention on metropolitan areas. So, you know, it's kind of been a little bit of a gripe of mine. You know, Biden had put together his infrastructure plan, so we are getting more internet out into the rural community. So I hope that that will help. And the other thing is you have to be a face with folks.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I grew up in southwest Wisconsin, town of 5,000 people. My grandparents are dairy farmers, so I get that. I mean, look at a guy like former state senator Rob Coles, who now is retired. You know, he was a real advocate for broadband into rural areas. And some of the Republicans in the state legislature, not so much so anymore. Let me ask you this. Are you going to the state Democratic Party Wisconsin Dells this weekend?
Absolutely.
So at the convention down there at the Dells, so what are you looking for? There's a big race to replace Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Do you feel comfortable? Do you want to tell us who you're voting for and why?
Well, I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I do.
Well, you don't have to. You can keep it secret. I was just curious because I think that the next person that's going to be the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin needs to do exactly what you said, because I think Wickler was really good at it, getting out into the areas outside of Madison and Milwaukee, into places like Green Bay and Shawnee and Richland Center and Amory and Hayward, and talking to people.
Well, you know, okay. I met Ben on more than one occasion. He was actually at my house. My home was
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Shirley. We got to do a little business here. We got to take a break. Come back, talk more with Shirley Hines. She is the Shawnee-Menominee County Democratic Party Secretary and giving the word of the hour for $100. Come on back. We're live in Green Bay after this.
Woods. The word is woods.
Yes.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you live from downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home studios of WGBW. That's 97.9 on the FM dial and 1590 AM locally. And when the internet's working, you can find us on the Civic Media app as well here on Green Bay, WGBW. Great station. Going to be broadcasting from here tomorrow. And some of the personalities locally, you're not going to want to miss that. Right now, your chance to win $100 in our summertime text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app if it's available right now. We hear that at least part of the people are able to do that. Go to the first 11 stations, one thereof, and open it up, lower right-hand corner. It says text. Text the word woods, plural, W-O-O-D-S, woods. The word is woods, W-O-O-D-S. Text it right now. Somebody at the top of the hour is going to win $100, and everybody will be eligible to win one of two fabulous grand prizes, either a trip to the Baraboo Dells area or Dane County, pardon me, Door County. Wouldn't that be something? Dane County is great too, but no, it's Door County, and we give you gas cards as well. If you want to find out the exact location, see all kinds of great details, go to civicmedia.us. Right now, we're talking via phone with Shirley Hines. She is the secretary of the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party. Shirley, just want to finish up the thought here. What it's like giving people a flavor of being a Democrat in leadership in your county in what's known as a predominantly red county. I want you, and we were starting talking about the convention a little bit, not asking you to disclose anything you don't want, but I guess, let me put it this way. As a delegate going to the Democratic Wisconsin Convention in the Dells this weekend, what are you looking for as a delegate? What do you want to hear from the people running for chair?
Okay, number one, and I push this even as a candidate, we need more funding and Democrat presence above Highway 29. All of mm-hmm. So much has been focused into metropolitan areas that I do believe the reason why the Republican stronghold has remained as such here in this area, in this, you know, north of Highway 29, is because of the lack of seeing different representatives going to these communities and making, you know, showing their face to people. So, you know, like if you take a look at several of the counties, combine all of us together, we probably equal the population of Madison or, you know, Cottage Grove or whatever. And we're not getting that help up north.
And I'm old enough, Shirley, to remember there was a day when Democrats ruled northern Wisconsin. Roger Bresky, Bob Jauch, Dave Obey, just to name a few.
Obey. Mm-hmm. But again,
so I agree with
everything
you on that.
Now, it has changed so much, like, you know, with how people get their news, you know, even myself as a candidate had to actually have somebody as a computer geek working on a laptop and doing different things. You also have an aging population here above Highway 29, and it isn't as progressive as the bigger cities. So even though we may be getting internet and other forms of social media or media out there, that doesn't mean everybody knows how to use it. And that's why I felt when I was a candidate, I got out and I talked to the folks and we talked about some of these things and how, you know, in some of these areas that have felt left out. So when I go to convention, they're going to be looking across that because I've been there before. I'm going to continue to hammer this home. You know, we are a party. We don't need per se highways splitting us where attention is focused and just so heavily in such one area.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. The time always goes too fast. Shirley, is there something I have not asked you yet that you would like to share with a statewide audience in terms of what people should know about Shawnee County, the community, and also politically, if you want?
Well, we're a wonderful county. Our party is what we're advocating for right now. There is a lot of misinformation happening and everything. So what we're advocating, you can always reach out to the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party. You know, we are having listening sessions that you can check our Facebook page. Our schedule and everything is on there. We invite the public to join us so we can think tank together. And if you need to get something off your chest, you absolutely are able to do that. It's all about unity now. We as a country have to come together, and the only way we're going to be able to do that is, you know, open the doors wide for as far as the Democrats are concerned, and tell people to come and join us. And I've spoken to some Republicans, and I can tell you, especially among the older ones, they're looking for that also.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I hear that as I travel around the state as well, Shirley. Shirley, I can't thank you enough for being so flexible in kind of this crazy technical difficulty day and coming on. We really appreciate your perspective. And when things are working right, we'll have you on again.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. And I wrote down the word, so I won't say that.
Woods. I'm texting the word Woods. Thanks, Shirley. Have a great day. Shirley Hines, the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party Secretary. Appreciate her. And also really interesting that it's a combined party with the Menominee Reservation as well, Menominee County, because as Robert Pilot reminds us on Native Roots Radio, human issues are Native issues, and Native issues are human issues, as Robert says. And it's so cool and so important to include the Native folks of this state in our politics as well. Woods, W-O-O-D-S is the word to text. Do it right now via the Civic Media app. We're going to give away $100 in 1 minute. 1 minute. You have to text in right now. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. The computer will draw, assuming that computer's working, at the top of the hour for the $100 prize. And then we're going to come back in hour two, a little what's worse for you, a cleaning edition. That should be fun. And we'll talk with David Zurich at the bottom of hour two. He has a great new book on photography of the coasts of the Great Lakes. I can almost see it from the studios here in downtown Green Bay, WGBW. Fantastic station. Fantastic station manager Todd Michaels. We appreciate him. Come on back. It's hour two on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks between the U.S. and Iran set to take place in the coming days. President Trump at the White House acknowledged Israel could take military action against Iranian targets, but did not say it was imminent. The president calling for U.S. personnel to leave the region. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump said the decision was made to move out American personnel from parts of the Middle East amid escalating tensions with Israel and Iran.
There's a chance of massive conflict. We have a lot of American people in this area, and I said, we got to tell them to get out because something could happen soon.
Non-essential staff have been ordered to leave the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, and the Pentagon has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations across the Middle East.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending the president's decision to send the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles after a week of protests over immigration raids. Noem says many officers have been assaulted in the final days of those protests. This is ABC News.